This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming to you live from Terra Quantum Recharge here in Colleyville, Texas, the Tesla Bioscaler EE system developed by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. Folks, many of you know about this particular avenue right here. I'm seeing something that's a little bizarre on my end. I don't know if you can see me at all. It looks to me like I'm seeing the outro for this channel, this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Revolution Radio, a high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer raining a shitstorm down on every one of these decrepit, amoral individuals who are in politics, in government, local, state, federal, child protective services, the Vatican, the crime scene, and all the royal houses around the world. This is the offensive weapon, the warfare platform, working on behalf of we the people, who unfortunately are not the focus of attention of those in power whose sole responsibility is to help unleash human potential on the planet to our highest, and they do everything but. So if this is your first time watching Revolution Radio, folks, we actually survive by your support. This is the validation machine of all time, whereby it is you, we, the people, that validate the message here, because there are no sponsors. The only thing that happens here, we have a group of hosts on this channel, on this platform, that put out incredible work, have for nearly, I guess, 20 years now, 15 to 20 years. And because of the power of the messages here, it is privately funded. It's the only way to keep the sponsors and the hyenas away to try to censor us, censor messages that we have to get out to the world to make sure that you can regain your freedom. If you'd like to support this particular network, Revolution Radio, you can go to the top of the website, center left. You'll see a donate button there. You can donate a little, lot, doesn't matter. The intention is the most critical part. If you'd like to set up a monthly where you can donate once a month, you can set it up just one time, and that particular donation will repeat itself, and you decide exactly how you want to handle that. Again, I know I'm speaking on behalf of the producers here and all the people who work hard behind the scenes. A number of people actually donate their time, as I do. I don't do this for money. I never have. I work for free over here. I work for you for free, as I do all through the operation that we know as Patriot Street Fighter Revolution Radio. So your donations help this whole machine at Revolution Radio keep moving. But you can click the center orange button at the top, the Patreon link there. You can create a Patreon account if you don't have one. They're free to set up, very simple. Many of us have them. And you can donate on a monthly basis that way. Also, if you like to do old school, like the pop, my pop did, the general used to use snail mail to donate. He'd write a check out to Revolution Radio, and he would he'd put in a memo. I think he'd always put in there who his favorite show host was. I can't only speculate. I'm not really sure, but I kind of think I know who it was. Little on the side of the video side here, a little dark, folks, where I am, so my apologies. We'll fix that here at a later point, get the lighting right. Great thing about radio is nobody cares about lighting. Unfortunately, what I did was I happened to live stream the radio show, because I ran a Patriot Street Fighter show right through the radio show. Now the audience is unforgiving. They do not want me to just do live radio. They want a combination of both, so I can't get away with a whole lot, at least visually. Anyways, on that side note, make a check out to Revolution Radio. Send it to Terry Ackerman. You'll find her address below at the bottom of the page. I think just about below everything else on the page there in Ohio. Make it out to Revolution Radio, and we all thank you for that. I'm going to catch all of you up to what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks, 5 weeks actually. Most of you know that I have been on the road. Sorry, folks. We're back here at Terra Quantum Recharge. I walk in, and of course the girls are running the show here, and I walk in and disrupt everything. they got a smooth system going here. I'm sure they saw me coming through the door. I'm like, oh no, here he comes. He's going to do a radio show here, disrupt everything. But I get away with it because I come in with a big smile on my face, except today. Once again, we came in here with our hair on fire, just got back in town right now on a 5-week tour. I'll tell you what, these scumbags that are working for whoever, I don't know what 3-letter agency, but they hit us with everything you could imagine. I'll talk about that a little bit, kind of fun to talk about. Pretty much when we got here, I think every piece and part of every piece of equipment we have is smoking. My ears smoke rolling out of them. If one more thing happened on the way here back into Texas, I'm not sure what would happen. I might end up on top of a high building, and it wouldn't be because I was going to be jumping. But you go ahead and read into that, and all you MTPs over at NSA, make of that what you wish. So here's what started this past month. Most of you know, we had an incredible event up in Long Island, New Jersey, Port Washington. The Jason Shirka's family have a great EE system center up there, and we were up there supporting them, brought Cinderella into town, and parked it on an amazing property, Manny Shirka, Jason's father, who now has become, to me, one of the most respected men I know. I watched him conduct himself in a way that few men I've ever seen conduct themselves. Because the nonsense from the, I don't know if I should call them that, because I understand that the Matrix program most of these people. But, of course, the Rachel Maddow attack that seemed to get traction on our side, which I still think is a disgrace how our side backs up and runs away. We don't hear Patriot Street Fighter, but, and certainly on Not in Revolution Radio, because I get to say whatever the hell I want to say. But so that nonsense came out. Rachel Maddow setting all that in motion. It took a year. I mean, my God, folks, I give these people enough ammo to bury me, like with 3 years ago, and they still can't bring down Patriot Street Fighter. What happens is, folks, when you've kicked the living shit out of these people and they're barely breathing, every rib's basically broken, metaphorically for you MTPs at NSA, the only weapon they always have left, they pull it out at the bottom of their satchel, which is usually smelly burlap they probably pulled out of the barn at their uncle's farm, is my guess, and they pull out that one weapon. They call you an anti-Semite. So I'm like, wow. One guy over here behind a microphone has these rotten turds, these leaky shit bags over a barrel, because they say, oh my God, we've just gotten our asses kicked. We have got to throw it out. Bring out the heavy weaponry. He's an anti-Semite. Man, I'm telling you what, even cockroaches scatter when they hear that term. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Doesn't matter to me. You can't make that stick to me. There's not a cell in my body that's prejudicial toward any human on earth. Pretty much what most people see on display is what we do. And I don't care if you're a homeless person, it doesn't smell very good in the street. You get treated with the same respect and dignity that I do my very best friends and my family. That's just the way it is. So when they threw that out, I'm like, wow. Unfortunately for them, they're going to have a hard time proving that one, especially since the gentleman who basically saved my life when I was pulled out of the grave, you know, kicked back onto the playing field. I guess God just said, nope, I know the lights are out, but I'm turning back on. You're not coming up here until you get your language cleaned up, buddy. So here I am again. I'm sure all the scumbags out there who did know anything about me were really depressed that I didn't cash out. But here we are, get to play a lot of reindeer games with these scumbags and do it in a way that we get to have a lot of fun. But at any rate, well, once again, I just saw a rabbit run in front of me and my mind went after it. I have no idea what point I was going to make. But here we are, as you can usually expect. All I can say is that we're unbeatable. We're untouchable. Whatever they throw at us, I just kind of look at it this way. Good luck with that one too. There's a 14-foot badass angel behind me with big wings and a sword, and he ain't gonna let you touch me. So whatever you bring at me, it's not gonna stick. However, when this wonderful gentleman, who's one of the most important people in my life, took me in because I was homeless, crippled, penniless, paralyzed, and $500,000 in debt from a catastrophic motorcycle crash that killed me, and then I got checked back in. And he, who took me in for 4.5 years because I refused a disability check, is a self-proclaimed Ashkenazi Jew. And those are words I don't even use. The word Jew I never use. Don't know why. I just never do. I usually say Jewish. But he told me the disease he has that took away his ability to walk is only known in the world among Ashkenazi Jews. I'm like, oh, didn't know what that was. I could have been an Israeli Jew, could have been a German Jew, Russian Jew. I don't have any distinction. But that's before I learned about the Khazarian Mafia. So that falls on, he told me, he said the other day when I talked to him about this, he said, you can give any of these people my phone number. I'll tell them what I think. Manny Shirka, as he describes himself, an Israeli Jew. And same thing. He actually went ballistic because those attacks came on me trying to shut down Patriot Street Fighter at the EE Center that they have rays of light. Port Washington. The cool thing was we decided we were going to handle this thing a little differently. When that attack came in, we sat to share a family house, and I said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the opposite, the 180. We're going to go the opposite direction. Already forgiven. These are people from the Port Washington Democrat Club. And of course, they're going to attack me. I give them every opportunity to do so. But the simple fact is, it's not even their fault. The problem with all of us is that we've all been conditioned to behave this way, because quite honestly, most Democrats, most all Democrats that I know are good people. They're just really good people. In fact, most of my clients when I lived in Los Angeles were liberal Jewish Democrats. I was a conservative Republican working politics and raising money for my candidates. And I had some of these folks write checks for my Republican candidates because they believed in me and what I was doing for what I believed was right, even though they voted opposite. And anyway, so of course, they're Jewish. My book strategist is Jewish. My former business partners in Las Vegas, Jewish. And I could go down through the list for the next half hour. So none of that will ever stick, but doesn't mean they're not going to try. In fact, I have no respect for them. Not that I do now, if they didn't use that, because I'm like, if you're going to fight like a milquetoast pussy, you're not a worthy opponent. You better come hard. At least it'll be noble in your attempt. Although feeble as it may, no matter what they throw at us here, however it appears, it just simply isn't going to work. Now, we had a great event. The interesting thing was, though, I told Marcy Shurka, Jason's lovely mother, that I'm going to defang this tiger tonight. We defanged it so much that by the next morning, they could not go up against the narrative that this very successful Jewish family in Long Island hosted an anti-Semite Nazi in their Jewish meditation center. That blew up in their face. So they came with the next best thing. They got together and they huddled around, gathered together, probably somewhere around the toilet bowl in her bathroom, and said, we got to come up with a new game plan. And what was that game plan? The game plan was, we are going to talk about hate speech. I'm like, wow, bright people. We talked about, it's all about the love vibration. That's what we talked about. It's raising the love vibration. That classifies as hate speech. I'm sure there's going to be a shit ton of divorces happening in, among those families, because they've said the same things to their spouses many times over. Who knows where it all goes from there. But we made it out of town relatively unscathed. But I'll tell you this. The funny thing was about this trip was Cinderella started acting up before we got into Pennsylvania. Won't get into the depths of it, but I had to pull over at one of those all-night truck stops of America tractor trailer repair centers because we had a leaking radiator hose. And in the back of that bus, it's a big Detroit 60 engine. It's about half the size of a house. And the hoses are as big around as the biggest arm, you know. And one of these things spring a leak, you're talking about 15 gallons of antifreeze coming out. So we got that fixed before I even reached my home destination an hour away. Lights are coming on again, all this crazy stuff. I'm like, what is going on? So I come to realize that we need to put more antifreeze in because they didn't put enough in. Why? I have no idea. But it was the 15-gallon version of the Detroit 60, not the 12-gallon antifreeze capacity. Took care of that. Eventually, we take off to an event up in Clearfield County, Pennsylvania, Kerwinsville, the Tactical Civics Chapter up there in the country where all eyes are on. Because they have created an enormous revolution up there, that they're building their tactical civics chapter to the point where around the country they are now being spotlighted as the way to do this, to put this in motion with a capacity to populate 3,400 counties in this country. And that's, we'll get into that more deeply, but that's where we're going to turn this ship around, is getting the power back into the hands of we the people with the game plan of Washington, Jefferson and company. The constitutional county grand jury system that they've eliminated and erased, not only from distant memory, but from our civics books, history books, etc. We had an incredible event there. Folks came from seven counties and four states as far away as Florida. And it wasn't actually a scheduled tactical civics gathering, although we did it because I happened to be in town. From there, that was the first thing. Then it was Jason Shurka's family. Then after that, we headed out to Michigan. We had three events in Michigan, actually. We went to the Reunite America event that was hosted by Annie Garrett, who did an amazing job. had Operation Underground Railroad CEO, and I believe the president was also there. I didn't come in contact with them because I was pretty busy. I was there the whole time. Cinderella, of course, if those of you who were there saw her parked in the parking lot. But I think it was on the way to that event. I had another issue with Cinderella, same issue, and I ended up having to have two more hoses. No, I'm sorry. So many things went wrong. I got to go back up at Manny Sherka's house in his driveway. 15 gallons of antifreeze had leaked out overnight because before I got there 15 minutes out, I had the same problem. Here comes the alarm on. Here comes the sensor on. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Well, I had another hose leak. You think these guys would have done all of them at the same time. So Manny's, we brought a guy in. It cost $1,875 to put on two hoses on the radiator. That's New York, folks. It was crazy. Could have had it done for $150 at the rear repair shop here in Texas. So you pay it or you don't go anywhere. That was number two. Number three is on the way to the Reunite America Tour event. I think there was something in there. I can't remember. But I can tell you while we were there, we got hammered with a massive rainstorm. There were tornado warnings. I didn't really know about the tornado warnings, but we put the awnings out on Cinderella, fully extended. I think they come out 12 feet. And I was alerted by one of my security guys, you better get out here, Scott. The rain has come down so hard that it's actually pooled on those vinyl awnings, and they're bending the framework down. And I walked out. I about passed out. It looked like these big rods were going to snap. These big arms were going to snap. So we get out there in a torrential downpour, you know, whatever people are wearing, their suits or suit coats. My guys are grabbing brushes with long extension poles we used to wash Cinderella, getting them up underneath the framework on these awnings, trying to hold them up. The water won't come off of them because the water's pooled like it's in a swimming pool liner. And at any rate, I decided to get an extension or the telescopic ladder, climbed up on top of the bus in the pounding rain, trying to use my cell phone to try to get people in the bus, out of the bus, to get out and help. Two security guys are out there straining themselves for 10 minutes trying to hold these up so they don't snap. We got the big one in. The second one ended up snapping. And when that happens, the bus isn't going anywhere because somebody has to be flown in to remove these things so you can transport the bus somewhere where it can get fixed. One of the arms snapped. It didn't go the whole way down. We held that thing up with those poles until I could get it pulled back in. The thing went the whole way back in and actually retracted. I was as stunned as anybody. I thought, oh, my God, we got some damage, but we dodged a massive bullet on it. At least I did. So then we decide to go to the next event, and we shut Cinderella down. Next morning, she will not start. She will not start from the cockpit, and she will not start from the rear where the engine is. As switches back there to start her. So we had to bring yet another roadside mechanic in, two, three, five, I don't know how many hours, trying to figure this thing out. So I had a new starter with me. Let's just put the new starter on, fired right up. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, shut it off again, wouldn't start again. And I could go through that for a while. But whatever he did, at some point a couple hours later, he rear-started Cinderella. I said, I don't care what happens after this. I'm taking the bus. I'm paying you. I got to get to the next event. Went to the next event. Left Cinderella running throughout that event. I don't know, 4 hours maybe. And then we jumped in her and we made tracks to the next location to get her parked there and deal with it sometime after that. So we get to that location event. We're there for a day and a half. It's time to leave. And Cinderella, of course, that night, I tried to start her. She wouldn't start. Get up in the morning the next morning, wouldn't start from the front, went back to the back, hit a couple of module switches, see if we could shake something in the electrical system. Apparently, it worked. I actually pushed the button in the back, and she started. I was shocked. I'm like, holy crap. I had my phone in my hand, ready to make another phone call. So get her started. 10 minutes away, roughly, pull Cinderella up to an intersection to make a right-hand turn. So I took up both lanes on the right, the turning lane and the straight-through lane, because you got to swing her around with a 35-foot trailer. It's 80 feet long, and making that turn is impossible, especially if somebody else's you're turning into. As you make that right-hand turn, if they're in that lane, their turning lane, it's a little difficult. So for whatever reason, I decided to reach over in the dash, hit a button that's going to turn the bus air on in the back of the bus where, you know, the kitchen and everything is in the bedroom. And wasn't even necessary because the unit's on top. There's five of them, keeping it nice and cool. Who knows why I did that? As soon as I did it, instant power drain. Cinderella shuts down, stalls out. We're not getting her started again. I was like, holy shit. So we had to have somebody drive from 200 miles away. So here we are at an intersection at the light, not through it. We never had the chance to pull through it, but we're there for 5 hours, 5 hours. There was a state trooper pulled up behind us and kind of blocked it. And anyway, so we had another picnic right there, and the work that they did, whatever they figured out, they actually jump started the solenoid off the batteries, turned Cinderella over, sprayed a little ether in the air cleaner. This is going to do it. Fired her up. Boom. Away we go again. Now I'm headed to Columbus, Ohio. I gotta go visit Teresa Gregory's big equestrian ranch there for an event we're going to put on there. I had to take a look at it. And I said, we're not shutting Cinderella off until we get to Dallas. And that's 5 days later. It's a diesel, so it can run for the next 30 years without shutting it off. Just keep fueling it. So what happens? I'm on my way from Teresa's place 2 days later. Now we're headed down to Arkansas because I'm going to go to Bob Joyce's church in Benton, Arkansas. What was a special time that was. So on the way, pulled in for fuel and at a truck stop, of course. And then when I come out to move Cinderella, get her on the road, I left her running. The electronics are not putting her in drive. Now, so here I am with a running bus and a trailer, and she will not go into drive. That was fun. Get on the phone with Prevo. They're talking me through it. Starting to do some diagnostics with switches right on the side panel, on the dash. Finally, the side where it illuminates the little D for drive lights up. I said, hey, this just lit up. Can I hit drive? Yep. See what happens. Boom. Cinderella's now in drive, in business. Away we go. But she won't go any more than 57 miles an hour. So we're going clear to Arkansas from Ohio at 57 miles an hour. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Well, that didn't work either because about 2 hours later, all of a sudden, it just went dead. Cruising up a hill, probably 57 miles an hour. I was like, oh, shit, it just stalled out. She just completely shut the engine down. Coast off to the side of the interstate. There I sit. And then I realized, holy crap, the engine's still running. It sounds like the transmission just kicked out. This thing, the electronics are protecting the engine for things like that, or there's something else going on. When I talked to Prevo, they told me before I pulled out, there's a module issue here. It's a module issue here. Okay. So we'll get that fixed when we get back to Texas. But that did happen because now we're on the side of the road. And now that the engine's running, I'm like, I wonder if I hit the headlights and turn them on, if it shakes the electrical loose to do something, re-engage the transmission. A stupid idea. But I did it, and guess what happened? The power surge shut the engine down. So what did we do? There we stayed from 9 p.m. till 6 a.m. the next morning, waiting for somebody to show up. So, of course, that guy comes, Prevo certified, whatever. He's got 3 hours into this thing. He's got a computer on it, and he comes back and says, I went through all the electrical back there, power, batteries, you name it. He said, I'm telling you right now, you have a bad module. I did all the codes, and a simple fact is everything that's happened that you described to me, it's reading all those codes. It disengaged the transmission, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, that's awesome. Now, how are you going to get a big wrecker here to pull a Prevo bus with a 35-foot trailer? Well, that was the next debacle. So that director shows up, and we can't get the trailer off the bus. You can't move the bus. So you could unhitch it, but guess what? You can't move it. You can't get to it with a pickup. By the way, I replaced the Thunder Wagon on this trip. The same guy who built the last one out for me got him to take another one and turn it into the Thunder Wagon again. So we were able to pick that up in Columbus. So we had the Thunder Wagon till we could just get to the trailer. We can pull it back here to Texas. So of course they winched the bus forward. We're able to tow that bus to a Prevo shop, and we hooked up the trailer with the truck. Unfortunately now with a pickup, the flat, the four ways, the brake lights, the turn signals on the trailer will not connect with the truck. Electrical system, plugged it in, wouldn't work. I'm like, no shit. So we're going all this way with no rear lights. You can see them on the pickup, but you can the side of the trailer, but you can't see them on the rear. I'm telling you, folks, I've never seen anything like this. We were under attack like nonstop. So anyways, we go unload the bus of everything we had packed on there, all the suitcases for 5 weeks. We load them up in the trailer and we pull out and we end up getting to, trying to think of where we were, how far we got. What else went wrong here? I'm thinking. Well, all I know is we pulled that all-nighter. We got into Arkansas. We were going to go to Pastor Bob Joyce's church, which we're going to talk about, a truly epic experience for me. And we get there just in time. And I was told by my buddy, Gene Ho, who invited me, one of my best buddies, no problem, you can park in that parking lot. Well, guess what? Good thing we didn't have an 80-foot rig, because we had a 60-foot, I think, with the pickup and the trailer, and we barely got it in there. Went to a rehearsal. Pastor Bob, of course, if you know anything about Pastor Bob and his amazing voice, and Gene Ho's son, Cruz Ho, is a guitarist in their band for Sunday. Truly cool to watch him perform at his age, 13. Been playing for a long time. He's actually qualified to be in that band. So we leave there, and we're going to go get some dinner. And Beth and I, she's my executive assistant, and she'd come in just for this particular event and came to this one as well. And what happens? What happens is it's about midnight. We're done cleaning all the equipment at a car wash. I notice a big nail in the tire, and these are 35-inch tires. You're not going to find this tire very easily. There's a nail. We can't make it back to the hotel. So what happens? We are now pulled into a Shell station from 12 o'clock, I think, till roughly 3:30 before sunset, so somebody can come and actually patch that tire on this new truck. So we get that patched, get back to the hotel. I get an hour and 15 minutes sleep, and we got to get up, and we're going to church on Sunday. And so we go to Pastor Bob Joyce's church in Benton, Arkansas. Met tons of Patriot street fighters. It was incredible. It was like a mini event. It was epic. I met a lot of wonderful people. I won't even say the names, because I'll remember a couple, then I'll feel bad. But it truly was. As far as being in a church, most of you know, I've been a born-again Christian since I was 14, even though my language indicates I kind of have a John the Baptist style of preaching Christianity. It's been a part of my life, obviously. I've never sat in a church and had anything hit me ever, nothing. But this was a game changer for me. And some of you may know what that means, some not. But for me personally, it was truly a... I had a pole shift for various reasons, and it made an impact on me that I know it's going to have an impact on other people that I personally know because of the experience I got to have there. Got a chance to meet Pastor Bob and spend some time with him, and what an amazing and powerful man, voice, message, example to the world, just truly epic. And met wonderful people, his friends there. And again, I want to throw out names there, but I'm throwing out none because I know I'll forget somebody and I'll feel bad. But all of that trip, everything that happened was so worth it. If everything had to happen twice as much to have the experience at Pastor Bob's church. And I got to tell you, I'm going to pull up the website here right now. If you haven't ever checked out Bob Joyce, you certainly need to. And the Household of Faith, a beautiful place. If that's what it took to get there, to experience that, then all of it was worth it. So we left there on cloud nine, and I can tell you, we figured, what a trip. Well, it wasn't over yet, because I got a trailer with three axles, six tires, six wheels, put new tires on the center axle before I left, got pulled over because somebody was indicated, pulled up beside us. There's an issue with your trailer. I'm like, yeah, I know. The tail lights aren't working, brake lights, all that. By the way, they started to work somewhere along the way. Have no idea why. And then they quit, and then they started working again. So we have to pull over now And there it is, that Presence of God sermon. I'm going to play a little clip, not yet, but I want to show you a little clip of Pastor Bob giving that sermon. I was sitting right in the front, off to his left against the wall, so I was probably within 10 feet of him playing the piano and singing. And I just, something struck me. I'm like, this is so familiar to me. And it was not only familiar, it was epic. But I can say that the gremlins hit us again because one of the tires were shredded. It was blown out and torn to pieces, so we pulled over. What happened next? Well, we had to find another truck stop of America, pull in there, have the guys put the spare tire on. Away we go. And here I sit. So I'm not sure if the lighting's going to blow up, the power's going to go out of my laptop, or if, who knows what happens. Somebody walks in the door and hits me in the head with a club. Anything is in play here tonight, folks, with what has happened on this particular trip. But here I sit to tell you, if you get frustrated in life by these things, and I can tell you it costs me a lot of money to have multiple roadside services come out to attend to Cinderella. By the way, we dropped her off in Cincinnati. That's where she is. Hopefully the module gets fixed quickly. We pick her up and go from there. But I could be, it's my nature to blow a gasket, as some of you may surmise at various times. For good reason, usually, though. But honestly, sometimes for no reason. But my assistant said to me, I'm really impressed. I'm like, really? Why? Just the way you're handling this. You're just so calm. And I'm like, that's the victory. Because on the inside, I'm telling you, it was like a hyena's taking on a female lion all trip because of this shit going wrong. But the thing of it is, one of the things I said about the truck tire, I said, you know what? I'm just grateful that I have a truck tire like that, that I can actually have flat and have to pay for and wait all night to have the damn thing repaired so I can go back and get some sleep. I'm grateful that I even have that. And that's the way I saw this whole trip. I'm like, it doesn't matter what they throw at us. I'm just going to keep on smiling. We're going to keep the machine moving. And we're going to keep assembling we the people army in this country to take back this country from the criminal political powers and banking powers. I'm not talking about you fine folks that work in the banks. My friends work in banks. My nephew's a banker. He's a vice president of a bank. My mother worked in a bank. I'm talking about the central bankers, the European Rothschild Central Banking Crime Syndicate. The fact of the matter is that their days are numbered. That's coming to an end. So I got to keep my vibration high. I got to keep my soul buzzing, which is not hard to do. Because when I come off a tour, I've met so many amazing Patriot Street Fighters that they're telling me how important I am to them and how grateful for what I do. They have no clue. I can't explain to them grateful. I'm like, you have no idea. I didn't have a life until I met you people. My life force comes from all the amazing people that I get to meet because they're patriots. They love their country. They're connected to their creator. They want a life and a future for their family and future generations. They want the inequity of financial and capital to stop and God's abundance be distributed to everybody on the planet so we can all live like kings. These are the people I get to meet every single day. And I said before, if it wasn't for you people, we the people, there wouldn't be a tipping point. There would not be Patriot Street Fighter. There would be no temporal love bubble we get to carry around with us everywhere we go. So I've done a lot of interesting things in my life, folks, competitive bodybuilding, stage business, aviation, flying. A lot of things I've done are pretty, for me, pretty cool, especially where I came from. But nothing compares to what we get to do with you when we're out on the road. That's why I don't sit here behind a camera all the time. I can't be touched by the people. And personally for me, if I didn't have that, this wouldn't be worth doing. So no matter what those challenges are, I'm going to tell you right now, God, I'm going to be forking pissed if you throw any bullshit at me tonight getting that trailer back to the ranch. I'm just making that clear. I mean, I'm trying to do a sell job on how you keep your cool, but you and me are going to have words if you pull any bullshit again tonight when I'm on my way back. And see, that's the cool thing about me and my creator. I'm not going to bullshit him either. He knows I talk like John the Baptist. I'm not going to pretend I don't. So I talk to him the same way, too. I've said this is bullshit. So that being said, all of that, all of it was completely mitigated because I kept myself under control. And I knew why, because when I walked into that church to watch the band practice and Pastor Rob at the piano, and like I said, I just felt like I was in a completely familiar place. And it had an epic impact on me. In fact, I want to pull up just a little piece of the sermon that he was given so you can kind of see the power of his voice. And by the way, his site is bobjoyce.org. But let's pull up the short clip of Pastor Bob Joyce bringing the power of that sermon to the people. So we can bring that up. I want you all to hear that. My producer, here we are.
When he spoke to Abraham, we don't know exactly what it is that Abraham saw, who, you know, if he actually saw a person standing there. But evidently God was there. He manifested himself to Abraham. And he communed with God. When God called Moses at the burning bush, the presence of God was there in the bush. The bush was on fire. It wasn't consumed. And the Lord was in the bush and he spoke to Moses.
Just give me
and when he led them out of Egypt into the wilderness, to Mount Sinai.
Jason, kill the sound in the back.
The presence of God
kill the
again
sound in the back.
Came down on the mount. And wondrous things began to happen. Anytime the presence of God is there, wondrous, marvelous things happen. Either a blessing or judgment. Many times God over Israel would come down and discomfit their enemies. The angels of the Lord would come down, the presence of God, and go out among the enemy alien armies and slaughter them. The presence of God.
Okay, Jason, you can pull the clip. You can pull that feed. I just want people to hear. Jason, I don't think you pulled up the clip that I sent you, sir. Would you please play that clip? We covered this early on. Please play the minute and 47-second clip or whatever that was that I sent you. No, sir. Jason, stop. Please, pull the clip. Stop. Stop, Jason. My friend, you got the second hour clip. I emailed you a short clip, a very short clip. It's actually 1 minute.
We're still live on the air, so let me find
it. I understand we're on the air, but this is Patriot Street Fighter. This is a tipping point. Everything gets muddy and dirty. I don't really give a shit. Get that video that I put in your email, and please play that video.
Touch every heart.
It's not on the website. It's not on the website.
But then leave.
It's not on a website, Jason. All it right. is a video clip that I sent you.
I didn't get it.
I emailed you a clip. Okay, I'm going to email it again. There's a specific reason why I wanted this clip played. Here we go.
I understand, sir.
Here it comes. It's going to say clip. Might have went to your other email address that we shouldn't be using. It's my guess.
I just received this one, yes.
Okay. That's the clip I wanted. That's the one that I captured for a reason. Let's get that in there.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, it's live TV, but I got it right here.
Look, man, this is what makes my shows great. It's like we don't try to hide anything. We don't polish any pigs. We let them walk through the gates dirty as hell, stinking. Because the people know that's the truth. That's what they know about me. if I become professional, my career's over. It's over. So you just made me look good. You just gave the Tipping Point audience a dose of Patriot Street Fighter to remind them who we are.
Well, I got it right here.
Awesome. By the way, folks, Revolution Radio, I got producers on the Revolution Radio end. And I got some over here on the AMP end. And that's who you're talking to on the AMP end, American Media Periscope, and their broadcast and video. Let it rip when you get it up there, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are. I love this part.
It broke up and tore down. God sometimes has to do that. He has to tear it down before he can build it back up. God has to shake us at our roots. He has to shake us at our foundation. In order for us to see, in order for him to do his work. God's not going to build on some rotten foundation. He's got to get rid of it and put something solid there. Amen. God's got to put something solid in your life. He's not going to build on your rotten foundation. He's going to destroy that is where you're standing. He's going to shake up your world, whether you like it or not. When Moses went on the mountain, what did the Bible said he quaked in his shoes. The mountain shook. You know where that song, that's where that song came from. When Moses come down, and I'm all shook up. God is going to shake us up. With man, and man doesn't mess with the presence of God. You can't displace the Lord. You can't remove God off his throne. God is God.
Thank you, Jason.
And God means business.
Maybe you just listen to the power in his voice, but I can tell you this. This is a sermon that I've been waiting for pretty much most of my life. For one, I have great pastors, great pastor friends, but I've been waiting I haven't gone to churches for all my life, and I'm waiting for the big whammy to hit me. I said that before, and all I can say is the big whammy hit me because I have not been moved like this in my life ever, having attended House of Faith. And so if you ever get a chance to check out any of Pastor Bob's sermons on his website, it's bobjoyce.org. And quite honestly, folks, as it happens out here in this media world today, online media, there are always going to be people that claim to be somebody that they're not because they're trying to ride on the backs of righteous people. And that happens to be the scumbag class, but we love them too. We love the MTPs. We love the scumbags because we're supposed to. Maybe I don't all the time, but if you're doing it right, we got to give them all the latitude because they were built up in this matrix to build these kind of personalities and these kind of characters, not completely their fault. At any rate, I want to send out a big thank you, to Gene and Nadine Ho, beautiful kids, watching Cruz Ho play there was magnificent. Listen to Pastor Bob watching him perform on the piano and sing. Pretty amazing, and always be grateful for that opportunity and the amazing people that are our friends and family there that we got a chance to spend time with. We'll see again, and of course, it was pretty cool. I got to present Pastor Bob an honorary Patriot Street Fighter Tomahawk that I signed, just that, Pastor Bob, in for your service in Christ, and I think that pretty much sums it up. So that was truly epic, watching the people around the country respond to the message of Tactical Civics. As I said, it is the new warfare platform. There are four here in the Tipping Point and Patriot Street Fighter. First was information warfare. That was what we launched, that mission. Of course, the second was economic warfare. We're going to start bleeding out this criminal empire of our money, going for their blood flow, which is our money. Stop giving these killers your money. Our company that we aligned with is obviously one of those special ones for decades and billions a year. We made a big mark in a year. All of you did, making that switch away from poisons, toxins, neurotoxins, and carcinogens. That was still extremely successful and ongoing. Great leaders in that movement that have helped me from the beginning. Our third one is Wellness Warfare. You can see right behind you, we are at Terra Quantum Recharge in Colleyville, Texas, the Taj Mahal of EE System centers in the world, the bioscalar technology that is going to revolutionize the way people treat their bodies and wellness side. I'm spinning around here so you can get a look at a couple of our patrons right there. And they're sitting in front of Nikola Tesla on the wall. It says, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla. And over on the opposite wall here in the lobby, you can see Dr. Sandra Rose Michael to the right of that picture there. It's a little fuzzy on my end, but, and you see also Rife there as well. It's all about energy and frequency. So this technology created by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, a very dear friend of mine, led me to do something I said I would never do, get involved in another startup or brick and mortar company. And something I said I would never do again is take on any partners in any endeavor, because the only time anything's ever worked was when I decided to push everybody else out of that scope of life and do it myself. And finally, when we got that formula down, things changed completely, the first time in 30 years. But I was very fortunate to find two wonderful partners, Dr. Rick Guerrero's wife, April. And I'm not sure why we don't have our halftime show lined up ready, but most of you get a chance to see the halftime show here. But the performer doesn't seem to be anywhere in the house. So most of you have met both of these people here. I'm not here all the time because I can't be, but they have put together an operation here that I have confidence and comfortable with not being here to keep an eye on everything. And besides, when you meet these people and you have any interaction with Dr. Rick and the modalities that he's an expert in, send me the link. I am looking at a guest coming on the show in the next half hour, for the second hour, and he was looking for his link. So apparently somebody didn't get that link to him. So I have to make sure that that happens. So we've turned this into a beacon of light in Texas. And the EE system is the most powerful thing I've ever seen. People ask me, what does it heal? I'm going to be very clear in this. This system does not heal anything. It doesn't have the power to heal. But what it does do, it puts a hyper-healthy energy charge into your system by setting the scalar field. You can't see behind me. We'll turn the lights on at halftime here, but there's 40 recliners in there. And I think we have about a half a dozen beds now in a 6,100-square-foot area, 30-foot ceilings, and this powerful 48-unit system that cascades this conjugated photonic energy throughout the entire facility. People come in here in low lights, kick back on a comfortable recliner, and they just let the system do what it does. And when it does charge them, hypercharge their cells go to work and do amazing things on the wellness side. And you could ask me a question of like exactly what, I could give you a litany of things people report here on a daily and weekly basis, things they're dealing with in their own health and wellness that seem to have sometimes a cataclysmic turnaround, or even some subtle things happen pretty much to anybody who walks through the door. So you should check out Terra Quantum Recharge. In fact, if you can pull that up just for a minute, Jason, Terra Quantum Recharge, and land on that site, and you will see, just as you land on that page, you'll get a quick look at what the center looks like. TerraQuantumRecharge.com, and it'll... Terra Quantum Recharge. Just
all right, I got it. Give me a second.
Okay, cool. We're going to bring that up. And once we land on that page, folks, you'll get a look at what it looks like in there. And I am going to send out a couple links for the next show. So bear with me.
The one in Colleyville, Texas, I have. It's called Unified.
Okay, please. Okay, listen. Type into the URL Terra, T-E-R-R-A. T-E-R-R-A, Quantum, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M, and Recharge.com, TerraQuantumRecharge.com. Folks, you're probably going to your computer right now to do that. TerraQuantumRecharge.com.
Got it. seconds.
There we are. It'll take its little tour here in just a second. Well, it should. Once you land on the page, it automatically starts to move into a drone view. So you might actually want to do a quick refresh on there, see if it comes up. And if Revolution Radio, it's really simple, folks. You're already online. You can just type in terraquantumrechargeaswell.com and you'll see it. We'll do its thing.
I'm reloading the page.
Okay. Typically, when you land on it, it just sort of goes right into its own drone footage. We'll see what happens. We've got about 30 seconds, folks, and then we're going to switch up here to a little bit of a halftime break. We're going to do that for a couple minutes, listen to some of the sponsors and advertisements of other shows coming up on Revolution Radio. Then we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Stay on this?
Yeah, I think what we're going to do here, we're going to go ahead and start this break and keep this up. We'll take a quick look at Terra Quantum Recharge, and then we're going to take a quick look at Health for the Ages. We've got a couple of great guests coming on, Dr. Schmidt, Dr. Ely. We've got Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Ed Group, the latter two been on this show a number of times, spectacular natural healers. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Studio B at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
First 2 weeks, bring those guys in, and then after they pop on the screen, give about 5 seconds to bring the other two doctors in. So
you want a 3-shot and then a 5-shot, or you want them to just make them appear?
Okay, hold on. I might make it more difficult for you. So if we could just make it a 5-shot, just pop all of us up at the same time.
Copy that. Yes. The only one I don't have yet is
Ted. Do you know everybody's hearing this whole thing? So you've got to kill whatever goes on here. Just so you know, like, there's noise that comes up.
It comes right through the show.
So we can't have that happen in the future. Okay. So we're going to run this thing right now. let's go ahead and get the second half moving, my friend. You tell me when. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see what kind of a night tonight is based on the story that I told you about what the last 5 weeks have been like on this tour. We navigated it. It truly was like going across a minefield. But we are going to pick up the professional side right now because we have couple of amazing guests coming on. I'm going to show you a real short video clip of an event that's coming up in Dallas, Texas, an epic event that falls in between the parameters of natural healing, the place we have to go in this world in the future moving forward after we've just seen what's happened in Big Pharma. And just so you know, Jason, I'm hearing a lot of noise still in that background. We got to find a way to kill that. Got to put you inside of a locker, a vault, a bank vault, whatever in the future. But we're going to play a short video clip here, ladies and gentlemen. We got Healing for the Ages is coming to Dallas, Texas. It's going to be epic. This is what it looks like.
We've had enough of discussing the problems. Clearly, there's a huge interest in natural health and healing. I have assembled a team of the leading experts in natural health and healing. Myself, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Henry Ely, and we will be joined by Dr. Janice Schmidt. Join us in Dallas, Texas on September 8th and 9th for an empowering weekend of education you can understand. Taught by experts you can trust. So you can confidently take...
He said he was already in. And
heal. You're going to want to be there. Come join us. HealingForTheAges.com, September 8th and 9th.
So at this point right now, we have three of our doctors that are actually in the waiting room, and apparently we don't have Dr. Ed Group. We're going to get him because he may be needing a different link. So let's go ahead, before we bring all of our guests on, I want to lay a little bit of groundwork here, but I'm going to have my producer on the American Media Periscope side send me over a link for Dr. Edward Group so we can make sure that he actually is in this particular feed. But the fact, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is time to move into this space where humanity takes full control and responsibility of their own health, their own healing. And there's a lot of modalities out there that have been hidden from us for tens, hundreds, and thousands of years by this Western model of medicine. What we're talking about tonight is the world of wellness, and that is where you conduct yourself in a fashion that the lifestyle that you adhere to is what is going to give you longevity. It's going to give you happiness in many ways in your life. And this is a transitional event happening now in our world because people are ready for this. They've seen outside of the scope of big pharma and the medical machine where it does deliver good and certainly is good for all of us. Nobody more than me. I have a particular love for trauma centers, trauma nurses, trauma orthopedic surgeons, trauma everybody, because of the great things they've done to help give me a life. And once I was pulled out of the grave, gave me an opportunity to come back and make a life again. So I will have nothing but mad love and respect for that world. And I will tell you this, we need to start showcasing more of what you're going to see tonight. And hopefully Dr. Ed Group can get his link, new link right away here and get on. So I will say, laying the groundwork for the guests that are coming on, Dr. Edward Group has been on this particular platform several times. He's an expert in many things, specifically what we like to talk about is urotherapy, urine therapy, something that is part of my life. Dr. Rick and his wife April here at TQR and many of our members who are part of this particular establishment are very big proponents of urotherapy. In fact, most people on the Patriot Street Fighter team are as well. And the world knows Dr. Brian Artis because he is the one that exposed his venom theory in the bioweapons that were launched on us, and as well as Big Pharma. The entire Big Pharma machine has been creating snake venoms and putting in damn near everything. And he exposed this to the whole world. So let's find out if we can bring all of our guests on. If any of them don't show up right now, we'll go find them. But let's bring on Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Ely, and also Dr. Schmidt. Welcome, folks, to Patriot Street Fighter. It's great to have you. Dr. Jana, I've never met you yet. Dr. Henry, same. What a pleasure to have both of you. And, of course, as you heard, Dr. Brian Artis is an in-house rock star here. Hey, we got Dr. Ed Group just popped up, except Dr. Artis now looks better than he ever has. Well, Ed Group just disappeared again. Here comes Dr. Artis.
I'm clicking on the wrong link. It's not the link I sent you, sent to...
Okay, all right, I did. So hopefully we get Dr. Ed. Hey, folks, let me show you how this works here. Well, those of you who are already watching, you know exactly how it goes, but this is how we run the show here at The Tipping Point. And certainly on Patriot Street Fighter. I was calling Dr. Ed, but he actually, we might want to pop him in there, put that pretty face of Dr. Brian Artis up again so I can say something to Dr. Ed Group, tell him to go grab the other link, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure we actually have, he's reading his messages to get that. So can we possibly do that? We can show Dr. Ed Group again inside of that frame that showed Dr. Artis. So we can communicate with him. Okay, let me see what we got here. I think he's coming. Now, folks, you remember what I said about the 5-week trip that I just had? And I said there better not be any more forkups? Well, guess what? The gremlins are still after me. As soon as we dock that trailer at the ranch tonight, it better be over.
In fact, I'm not even going to drive the truck home. I'm just going to open the bed, climb in, and go to sleep. I can't risk one more catastrophe on this trip. Now, we have Dr. Ed up, and he's not looking as good as he did when he popped up a minute ago. We have Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Brian Artis, of course, is frozen in that smile. He's trying to showcase his handsome looks, I guess. I don't know. But we're going to jump right into this, have that figured out. But I want to be introduced to Dr. Jana Schmidt by Dr. Jana Schmidt. And I want to be introduced to Dr. Henry by Dr. Henry. Tell me about your backgrounds, guys, because I haven't had the pleasure to have you on here before. Dr. Jana, what's your background?
Well, my background is I was raised by an allopathic doctor and a hippie. So I'm a naturopath, so you put those two together. And my great-great-grandmother was a Native American Indian healing woman for her tribe. So when it got time for me to go to med school, it was clear that naturopathic med school was the route. And I had never looked back, and I just kept learning and realized that I was going to be a perpetual student as well as a perpetual teacher. And so I just keep learning and learning and growing in the world of natural health. So that's what I've been doing for a long time as a naturopath. I'm also a master herbalist, natural fertility specialist, ordained minister. The list goes on.
How amazing, especially an ordained minister. I'm tying it all together. You know, I never had the pleasure of being interacting with the native side of my family. My grandfather was Cherokee from the Cherokee tribe. Of course, I grew up fishing, hunting with him and my grandmother on the same side with Seneca. But I had the lessons I had were from Depression era survival. We had those. But from the native side, not a whole lot. Dr. Henry Ely, great to have you, sir. Background, if you don't mind, because I see Dr. Artis as, he's not frozen anymore. There, I think we got it all together, but I'm telling you, I'm not promising anybody anything from this point forward. A grenade might go off behind the counter here at Terra Quantum Recharge. I'm just saying it's possible after what's happened here for the last 5 weeks. Dr. Henry, tell us about your background, how you got to be where we are here today with you.
Well, thanks for having us, Scott. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I've heard just nothing but great things. I have some of my students actually were texting me today, excited, hearing that I was going to be on the show, on your show today. So thanks for having us all. My background is I'm the founder of the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing people just like you and everybody else listening, where we really focus on holistic nutrition, natural medicine, detoxification, cleansing, fasting, especially. All these wonderful skill sets that everybody really needs to learn right now. We really have to really bring these to the people so people can live confidently in this age of bioweapons that's upon us and really use what God has intended. So I've also been heading up the front on the grand jury petition that's still in motion with Senator Dennis Linthicum, Senator Kim Thatcher out of Oregon, fighting to make sure that this criminal data fraud is held to account and that we can make sure willful misconduct is acknowledged and we can really tear this whole system of evil down. We're just doing that good fight and telling everybody out there that we love them very much. That's why we're fighting so hard for everybody out here.
Well, I just got to ask you one question. You got to be honest with me. Did your students say anything to you to the effect, we're excited you're going on Patriot Street Fighter, brace for impact, brother. You have no idea what's going to go off the rails, and we just want to see if this guy can get it back on. Did they say that to you by chance?
they mentioned it a little bit, and they said they love you all very much, and they never miss a show, so I was all excited to be here.
Well, I wouldn't miss my show either if I could be in their shoes saying, this is going to be epic, something's going to blow up on the guy. Listen, it's an honor for me to have people of your stature and things that you have brought to the world. I mean, first of all, Dr. Brian Artis and his wife Jane have become very good friends of mine, and they're conducting an epic battle that the world probably never saw coming to this degree, where he calls out his own friends who happen to be in the medical field themselves, who are friends of his because they refuse to tell the truth. And of course, with Dr. Ed Group, as many of you know, you know, what I can say about Dr. Ed Group is he's got me to do things I never imagined I would do for my health, which is totally awesome. It's special things have happened in my world because of the two of you having known you. It's changed my life, and I'm so excited to my audience, and many are following suit, especially Dr. Ed. Our whole center here, of course, it's a bioscalar field, but we are huge proponents of your therapy here. It's like everybody we come in contact with, my entire Patriot Street Fighter team, everybody pretty much is move in that direction. So I'm going to turn over the helm of this to Dr. Artis, because he's the one that, of course, brought me the knowledge of the healing for the ages, which I'm going to attend, of course, be there for that weekend. I'm looking forward to learning what we're going to learn. And Dr. Artis, this ball's now in your court, brother. Let's talk about what you guys have coming up here in Dallas.
Yeah, well, Scott, again, it's awesome to be here. And just so the world understands and your audiences know and the people on this actual platform right now, there were only three people on the planet I even told about the snake venom theory of COVID before I released it. And that was Stu Peters, Mike Adams, and Scott McKay. Mm-hmm. And I asked all three of them to help me push this out at once. And there's just been this amazing camaraderie I've felt with many people over the last 4 years, that this incredible propaganda machine called COVID-19 really helped us find people we would have never met otherwise. So that's been a huge blessing, actually. I would have never met Scott. I would have never been on stages. I probably would have never interacted with Group, Ely, and Schmidt that you see on this actual platform right now. So it's been a great honor to be able to stand arm in arms with you, Scott McKay, projecting truth as you continue to expose the fraud that is politics in the United States of America, really, truly. And I was obviously from the very beginning preaching the fraud of medical tyranny and ICUs around hospitals around the world that was set up with a drug I termed Run Death Is Near, Remdesivir. And I have continued to research and try to make sense out of the maddening, deceptive propaganda around the world that Ely so well articulates is really nothing more than the Nazi war machine that was brought over here with Operation Paperclip. Brought to the United States, bringing all those Nazi people that conducted that war, and now they're taking every single action they took in World War II successfully in Germany and around the world. They now are applying that same stuff in France, the exact same ones here in America on our soil. And he can talk more about that here. So that I just want to get out of the way. And just so you know, anybody out there that still believes the snake venom theory is a theory, you can keep putting your head in the sand mm-hmm. or in other places as other people on this actual platform might speak. But you might as well take your head out, because they're not going to stop using this weaponizing of venom proteins around the world, creating global envenomation. Not a joke. They're doing it everywhere. Mm-hmm. In fact, let's just set the stage here. Scott, have you seen the reports coming out of Hollywood and out of CNN that there's this new blockbuster drug called Ozempic for weight loss and diabetes that's creating massive amounts of weight loss and low blood sugar for the first time ever, almost overnight. But it has a black box warning of creating all thyroid type cancers in a year, and is now paralyzing the stomachs of people for over a year and a half after stopping the drug. And they're having cyclic vomiting, ruining their careers in Hollywood and at work abroad. Regular people. And do you know that this once a week injection, Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter, I should be the medical street fighter or health street fighter. That's what I'm going to call myself. I'm going to do it. They tell you to inject this into your body once a week. And guess what it's made of, Scott McKay? Can you guess what people are voluntarily injecting themselves with every week to paralyze their stomachs and to cause cancers over time?
Combination of botulism and rat poison. I'm just speculating.
Oh, that's awesome. Very close. It's venom from the desert-dwelling venomous lizard called a Gila monster venom.
Jesus.
And you're injecting that into your body, and these are neurotoxic venoms. I don't know. Why don't you just stop eating the crap you're eating and put yourself in this weight situation anyway? No one said you're fat because you're deficient in venom. No one said that. No one ever said you have diabetes because you don't have enough venom injected into your body weekly. No one ever said that. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. So this is the nefarious, deceitful, disgusting, evil medical jargon. You can call it whatever name you want. Ozempic and Wegovy is Gila monster venom in a shot. That's really what it is. Look it up. GLP-1 drugs, that's what they are. It's venom in a shot. There's venoms in the COVID-19 vaccines. And I can tell you and show you how I explain every single aspect of those venom plasmids and that are infused and laced with venom spike proteins, how they cause every single neurological damage, blood toxic damage, and cell toxic damage you're seeing reported to VAERS as injuries to the shots. And so it's saying, all right, so I want to introduce these three people here. Scott, you're one of the first people to hear about this Healing for the Ages conference. You're also one of the bravest ones to go, hey, Doc, are you serious about this Venom crap you're telling me about? Let's come a Patriot Street Fighter and actually tell the whole world, yeah, let's do it, rock and roll. And it, his actual show broadcasted the pre-recorded Watch the Water 2, basically, on his platform 1 minute after Stu Peters ended. Then Scott blasts his out the next minute. Mike Adams releases his. It was phenomenal. So I wanted to make sure Scott was invited to attend this because he's always been in our corner for truth and freedom in all aspects of our lives. Truth in politics, freedom in politics, truth in medicine, freedom in medicine. You're only free if you don't have any symptoms.
Mm.
Or do you want to remain in bondage to symptoms? If you do, keep going to the white coat guys. They'll teach you how to do it. They'll teach you. All right, so on the screen right now, I invited the four of us, which make up the acronym you see behind me, Healing for the Ages. Notice ages isn't a singular word. It's A period, G period, E period, S period. That's an acronym for the last names of all four of us. Artist group, Ely Schmidt. Healing for the Ages. Why did I ask these four to do this conference? Because these four individuals, collectively, we have over 100 years combined clinical research and clinical application with patients for our lifetimes. And not a single one of us, Scott, ever needed for ourselves, our spouses, or our children, or our parents, or our grandparents, or our nephews and nieces. Never once during the pandemic did any of the four of us go, oh my God, I need hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Where can I get a prescription? Not a single one of us needed a prescription drug to manage the worries, the fear-mongering of COVID. And just so you know, they're not going to stop unleashing these pandemics one after another, either in the media or for real. They're going to continue to do this. So I brought together these four group of people to help me articulate to the masses in a conference setting how to educate them how God designed the human body, how the body actually heals itself, detoxes itself. What are the principles of making sure your water is as healthy as possible that you consume in your home? How do you protect yourself against the bioweapons we keep hearing about? How many of these problems have you heard quoted, Patriot Street Fighter? Graphene oxide might be in the shots. Oh my God, there might be hydra parasites in the shots. Oh my God, this is crazy chiropractor saying there might be venom in the shots. Oh my God, there might be 5G towers might have an implication for the whole thing. Maybe it's just 5G. There's enough of being aware and talking about the problems. And I will quote the great Dr. Janice Schmidt in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. She said, this is really going to be a celebration of solutions. And that's really what the Healing for the Ages is. And I couldn't believe she said that. I was like, oh my God, that's beautiful. Oh my God, I love it. All right, so we're going to go in order of A-G-E-S. I'm Dr. Artis, Patriot Street Fighter fans. You already know who I am. All right, Dr. Ed Group, you know who he is. Ed Group, I want you to give the audience here, and then we'll go to Ely and then to Schmidt, only because ages is the word that we came up with. So, Ed Group, I want you to talk about a few things you're super excited about that you know are concepts people are discussing as problems, but no one's really providing a simple, well-articulated, non-complex solution that will be set up at the Healing for the Ages conference.
All right. Well, that was a good start there. Thank you. And thank you, Scott, for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. It's been the most incredible time for me over the last year working with Dr. Ely and Dr. Schmidt and Dr. Artis. The rabbit hole seems to keep getting, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper as we go down this. It's just crazy to think what DARPA and Big Pharma and all these companies are doing for humanity. But like Dr. Artis said, I mean, all of us really care about humanity. And we really, when Dr. Artis called us all up and he was talking about just the confusion that's going on, and I'm like, there is so much confusion going on. I get so many emails every single day. You know, what medical doctor do I follow? Do I buy this pack with a bunch of antibiotics in it and steroids in it and all this other stuff? Or do I go over here and buy these nutritional supplements that are basically horrible and synthetic for my program? So there's just a lot of confusion and disinformation out there. And in reality, nobody is addressing the root cause. I mean, all you hear out there is, oh, take bromelain for your spike protein, or take this for the spike protein, or take this for the spike protein. No one is talking about the truth. No one is talking about the parasitical component to this, which we figured out. They're using the parasites in our body as manufacturing facilities. Think about that. every big parasite, every worm, too, has a bunch of small parasites, E. coli and yeast especially, although I did pull up some research on toxoplasmosis that I think they could be using as well. Also pulled up research dating back to Royal Raymond Rife days and Gaston Mason's days, because I was saying, why are they using bacteria and yeast? Well, bacteria and yeast feed on sugar, and guess what? You ever heard of pleomorphism before? Well, the medical community will tell you pleomorphism doesn't exist, but Gaston Mason has videos out there that show a bacteria, you used to call it somatid transgression. Well, Raymond Rife called it pleomorphism. Well, guess what the only two organisms that they ever identified that could change species? That'd be like you, that's exactly what they're doing. Transhumanism is like pleomorphism in the microbiology world. Yeast can change into a bacteria when it's stressed out, and a bacteria can change into a yeast when it's stressed out. How do you stress yeast and bacteria out? Well, I mean, you can stress them out through your own stress. You can stress them out through metals, heavy metals, toxicity. You can stress them out through all kinds of different things. Mostly, though, through electromagnetic frequency, harmful frequency, airborne radiation. So, you know, what we're really coming to the table with here is presenting in a very simple way on the first day how people can understand their body better, how people can create hope and change within their own systems, but really more confidence levels, so we can really explain to them how the self-healing mechanism works so they can be confident enough to hopefully get rid of all the fear, but and have hope that they can survive any situation, which is, you know, as you know, what I've been talking about. We've been talking about multiple different things, but what we're bringing to the table that no one has brought to the table yet is the link between the parasites in your body, the bioweapons that are being created, which, you know, everybody can react differently to each one. There's multiple ones out there. The venoms, the productions of all the different types of venoms that are being created in the body. The DNA, your own DNA. Have you heard anybody talk about how to repair your own DNA from any potential damage from these plasmids and spike proteins? How do the EMFs come into play, and what you can do to prevent and block or harmonize the EMFs? How does the nanotechnology come into play, especially with the hydrogel technology, the lipid nanoparticle technology? I mean, this sounds super scientific, but we're going to break it down so it's very easy. Even an eighth grader can understand this. How are they delivering these things? And all, we have all the patents. We have all the research to show exactly what they're doing, and the biggest part of it, and even the metals in your body, how that's working. Have you heard anybody out there talking about the liver and what's going on with the liver with these venoms? Have you heard anybody talking about the gut out there and what's going on with the gut and the microbiome? Have you heard anybody talking about reducing the sugar intake, reducing your alcohol intake, reducing your gluten intake, which they purposely have gotten people addicted to over the last 100 years?
Mm-hmm.
And sugar feeds the parasites. So that is one of the main issues that we're discovering. So, I mean, the combination of all of those things, this is how sick and deranged these people are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're very intelligent, because mm-hmm. they figured out a way to do this to where they thought we could never figure it out. It's taken us four and other researchers too out there that we've grabbed their information from since 2021 to put all the pieces together. And to me, I still feel there's even more that we that we're going to stumble onto, because they're also in the process. You know, this first pandemic was a test run. They're seeing what plasmids to mix with what plasmids. They're testing 5G in different areas and seeing what they can activate over here, over there. They're seeing what major symptoms in different areas of the United States people are having. And so the next round, which is going through emergency use authorization as we speak right now, who knows how many types of oligopeptides, plasmids, you know, activators, hydrogels, lipid nanoparticles, which can actually store other different types of microbes or payloads, as they say, that can be activated by bursts of electromagnetic frequency. So it's going to be really exciting. You're not going to hear at this conference the same stuff that you've been hearing at every other conference for the past, since COVID happened. This is going to be all completely new. This is going to be laid out in a simple format, and it's going to change people's lives, because we, all of us, all we care about is helping people. We have no vested interest in making money or anything like that, and we've already been very successful in our fields for quite some time. We just want to give people solutions and take away the confusion.
The amazing thing, Dr. Ed, is your bench is loaded. I mean, this is what people are going to see when they come here. And when I say the bench, you know, you got the A-team, first team here, you guys, and what's on deck with your colleagues and friends around the country and the world, in the natural healing space, is staggering. The potential, the accomplishment is staggering. It's never been able to get out there, of course. And now that people are finally learning that this big pharma system is a murder machine, they've turned the hospitals in this country into 21st century killing fields. I said 2 years ago, when they start stacking bodies up fast like firewood, people are finally going to get it, like, holy Mary, Mother of God, can you believe this shit? That people look at LeBron James' son. He's the last one that where a high profile kid. This guy's a superstar. I think at UCLA in a basketball court, has an NBA career. He's never going to the NBA. The damage has been done to this kid, having cardiac arrest. Again, they can explain it away with their minions. And those who, they got their hands shoved up their back, you know, they got their ventriloquy fingers moving, have these people say the things they say to try to protect this murder machine they built. But it's too late. That cat's out of the bag. The destruction of that architecture is coming at the hands of you and Dr. Artis and Jana and Henry here and everybody that has been on this playing field that you guys have been building for decades, if not generations. So this is the most exciting thing. People are going to realize what God's pharmacy really is and what always was in place for us to be able to live these happy lives with our health. Again, Dr. Artis, deferring back to you to, you know, punting the ball back to the quarterback here.
Yeah, Dr. Group did a great job of summarizing some stuff that he's going to be articulating, that we're all going to be bringing as solutions to these problems, which are many. I want to go ahead and throw this out there. Every single solution to every aspect of everything we're going to be talking about is found in nature or is found in your body's potential. You just don't know that. And we're going to show you and teach you how you can restore your faith in Big Pharma and create doubt now in Big Pharma and replace that with faith in nature that God created. All right, Dr. Henry Ely, I want you to touch on a little bit. I think this will be massively beneficial. I've loved these interviews with all of us on these shows. He does a phenomenal job of articulating exactly what has occurred in history is occurring again. This isn't the first time. They've just ramped this stuff up. Talk about that, because you're going to learn about this at the Healing for the Ages conference. You're not going to get this anywhere else. Nowhere else. You're not going to get this. If you don't know why you are in the fight you're in right now and why there's so much confusion and propaganda going around and they're creating so much mass confusion, Dr. Ely can sum it up for you. Go ahead and share that, and we'll let Jana wrap up the show here in a little bit. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll save Ophiuchus and Cult of Asclepius for the actual event, some words that people definitely haven't heard of. But, hey, Scott, can you play around with me for a second on this one?
Are you kidding me? This is Patriot Street Fighter. Let's do this.
Okay, all right, let's do this. I used to be a Street Fighter back in the day myself, so I'm loving this.
All right, so you know, the two people on the screen, Scott and Ely, have the most similar personalities. Y'all just let it rip. Go ahead.
All right.
If I fall out of my chair, do you guys keep going?
We got you, baby. We got you. We're going to come over there and do some resuscitation. So here's the deal. I'm going to read some words to you. You tell me if you've ever heard these words before or not. Okay. Smart dust.
Yes.
Okay. CRISPR.
Yes.
Gene drive.
Don't think I've heard that one.
Okay. Graphene oxide.
Yes.
Hydrogels.
Yes.
Proton pump inhibitors.
Never.
Statins.
Yes.
Sodium fluoride.
Yes.
GMOs.
Yes.
Glyphosate.
Yes.
Guess what all of those have in common, Scott? They're all bioweapons. You see, what they've done is they've snuck in historically some of these things, GMOs, pesticides. They've become accepted when really they're bioweapons by the definition of what a bioweapon is. Vaccines actually fall into this category too. So what Brian was asking me to do was, let me take you on a little bit of a wayback machine here. Let's go find ourselves walking around with General Eisenhower and General Patton, you know, two amazing Americans who wanted to kill all these Nazi scientists on site. Let's go walk around through Buchenwald and see what they found in that extermination camp. They found 30,000 plus organs stored in formaldehyde with extensive medical records testing two delivery systems for mind control. And this is what you have to understand. Everybody, we think of the Nazis as psychopaths, and they are psychopaths. Make no mistake about it. But we think of them as mindless psychopaths, and they're not. You have to appreciate the Nazis expected to win the war, and they expected that their military was going to be decimated. How do you control the world, all of this new land, where all of that new land is filled with people who hate you and are going to rebel? How do you control? You control with the mind. And the Nazis had settled on two delivery systems in Buchenwald and Auschwitz and Treblinka and all these other extermination camps. Vaccines and control of the waterways. They wanted to build what are called water treatment facilities.
Holy shit. 1945,
Alan Dulles brings all 1,600 of those Nazi scientists into the United States and stashes them in NASA, in the CIA, and all of the alphabet soup, and gives them unlimited funding because he was fascinated with what they were studying, mind control. So then I ask you, is it an accident that in 1948 we get the Federal Water Pollution Act, which allows the government to seize all of our waterways and start building, water treatment facilities?
Holy
Is it an accident by 1950 that sodium fluoride starts to be distributed, and that's really a waste product of aluminum production? What were the Nazis studying for mind control? Deposition of heavy metals and reproducibility of the same message over and over again. The 24-hour news cycle is now born. And in order for a person to accept that programming, they had to have heavy metals, have the same messages over and over and over again, but also be nutritionally deficient. That's what the Nazis had figured out. That's the starting point by 1948, 1950. And so you start seeing all these water treatment facilities going up, and the government goes, ding, 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 ding. We can start dumping stuff in the water, and no one will ever really know. And then that's not good enough, and you start to see in the mid-70s, late 60s, mid-70s, the ramping up of the vaccine programs. So that by 1986, you have the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Why? Because Americans knew something was wrong way back then. And they knew something was wrong, and they were opting out, using their freedom that we still possessed. And what was the big thing the pharmaceutical industry was saying? If you don't give us immunity, they're going to sue us out of business. Well, we should have sued them out of business. They didn't deserve immunity. No product deserves immunity, especially when our children are, you know, involved. But that's where you get when you have Democrat Henry Waxman taking money from the pharmaceutical industry and pushing that bill through. Okay? Now you fast forward a little bit more in the early 80s, still in the early 80s, what you have is the maturation of plasmids. Have you heard that word before?
Have not.
Okay, this is their bio, their primary bioweapon delivery system. Dr. Art has found a paper that'll drop your jaw on their ability to take two different plasmids where they can put the genetic coding for each a piece of cobra toxin. And when you introduce them into a mammalian cell, they recombine in that cell and form cobra toxin, and it is lethal 100% of the time within 6 hours in all of the test subjects. The plasmids are the primary genetic delivery system. You need the 5G. You need these other things to make sure they get in where they want them to go, but that's how you deliver the weaponized payload. And what did they use for the development of all these damn shots? Plasmids. Plasmids for mRNA, mod RNA. We've been calling it the wrong thing, by the way. Tom Renz really dropped the bomb on that this weekend. It's specifically to modify the genome. Same thing with the adenoviral vector, the J&J and the AstraZeneca. They're using plasmids. This is their primary biological weapon delivery system. And guess what plasmids do? They get into bacteria, parasites like Dr. Group was talking about, and take them over. They give those parasites attributes so that they can prevent antibiotics from working. They can prevent, you know, things that we've used naturally like ozone therapy and HBOT from working, hyperbaric oxygen therapy from working. They've figured out how to do this and make superbugs. But we knew this because in the early 80s, what did we start seeing an increase of? We started seeing an increase of E. coli outbreaks all over the country. And they blamed it on spinach. They blamed it on our produce, right? Because they don't want you eating that stuff anyway, because it might actually be helpful for you. So they blame it on that. But where was it? It was an E. coli outbreak. And what is E. coli? Their favorite microorganism of choice to put these plasmids in. Uh-huh. They love E. coli. It's all over their literature, okay? So now you fast forward, and what do you start seeing? You get the promise of GMOs in the 80s. Remember what the promise was? Lower pesticides, because everybody with Silent Spring was all up in arms about pesticide use. We got to lower it. Well, here, we'll feed the world with GMOs and we'll lower pesticides. What happened when they introduced GMOs? Pesticide use and glyphosate come on the scene and it skyrockets. These are bioweapons, but they become accepted parts of our culture when they're really bioweapons. And when you start putting all these things together, it starts explaining something historically that we understood. There are delivery systems. What are their delivery systems? The damn shots. What are their delivery systems? The waterways. What are their delivery systems now? The air. What are their delivery systems now? The food. What are their delivery systems? The things we put into our body that we can't live without. And that's where the solution lives. The celebration of solutions really, really lives that Dr. J was talking about. Because if we understand that, it gives us the power to seize control back. We know how big the molecule sizes are, so we know what the filters need to look like. We know how to avoid the GMOs, because we know how to grow our own food and what that means. We know how to set the body up for success, even in a rapidly deteriorating environment, so we can still maintain God's order within us and our communities. And that's what Healing for the Ages is all about. So we're going to talk about openly an adult conversation about bioweapons, what they really are, how to avoid them, and better than that, what to replace them with, so that you bring God back into your life every single time you put something He designed for you to have. And that's really why it's going to be a celebration of solutions and an adult conversation where you're not going to be, what is it, Brian, like sensationalized, right? We're not going to be like, ooh, boogie, 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 man, and then give you and then say, now go home and have fun with that. No, we're going to send you home with a 14-day plan. We're going to send you home with solutions, 14 days, and then what Dr. Artis has put together, we're going to set it up so that everybody comes back that was in the conference, virtual and otherwise, 21 days after, so we can answer questions that you're probably going to have about some of the things we've taught you. It's not, hey, just hear us for 3 days, we're so great, and then go figure it out. It's no, we want you to get this, you have to get this, and we're gonna work with you because we're teachers at heart. And we're gonna give you everything we have to help you get all the solutions you need, and what's gonna be amazing, Scott, is people are gonna feel so good for the first time in about 4 or 5 years that, man, we got some people who are really on this, and we're grateful for all of it. So thanks for having us. We really appreciate you.
Well, this is amazing because you, first of all, given validation to the term that I've continued to use for a couple years, that this architecture is a murder machine. It helps us slowly commit suicide, self-suicide. I discovered back, when was in the wellness industry for 25 years before I started this roving shitstorm on all these people. And the fact of the matter is, you look at the food production this behemoth that they have in terms of food production. The corporate strategy was to take over everything in corporate food production, get these scumbags in D.C. to pass legislation in the Dream Act outlawing organic growing in your backyard. I mean, they've done everything they could. It's a murder machine. This goes to show you how powerful the divine design of our being, our bodies are, that they've been trying everything they can to kill us, and we just keep staying alive and growing, and now we're outing them. And the capacity they have is so dangerous. I couldn't figure this out during the Reagan years, where we would provide 17 million tons of grain or whatever to the Soviet Union to keep them feeding their people when they were under, you know, that communist dictatorship. I'm like, why are we feeding these people? You look at Africa, the starvation in Africa in the 80s, in late 80s, early 90s, their governments refused to import anything from the United States. Why? Because they knew what they'd be getting, this GMO, part of the GMO structures that they were using to kill us over here. And even Vladimir Putin himself told Obama that Monsanto is going to be the start of World War III. Because even Vladimir Putin is like, none of that shit is coming into this country. Isn't it interesting how, quote unquote, our manufactured enemies truly were fighting the same epic Khazarian mob machine all these years? And here we are now. You can't hide it anymore. It's now out in the open. It's been blown wide in the open. Just because we can put four of you together on a channel like this, it obviously has the reach of the Tipping Point on Revolution Radio and Patriot Street Fighter. This thing's now unstoppable. That's what makes it so fun. It's like the A-team is like on the field, and, you know, offense has 11, defense has 11. We've got like 60,000 positions open, and they're all on the playing field all at one time. It's going to be a mass overrun when it hits that critical mass level. It's so exciting. I've said, folks, when this starts, this takedown of this architecture is going to collapse so fast. It's going to stun even a Satanist. Like, how the hell did that happen? Because that's what's coming. So cool. Balls back to Dr. Artis.
Well, this is awesome. All right, so we're going to give the last 10 minutes of this interview to Dr. Jana Schmidt, and there's a reason for that. Before I turn it over to her, you mentioned Monsanto and that company being responsible for World War III coming. Do you know that Monsanto... A forensic toxicologist called me and said, Dr. Artis, there's no way they could be weaponizing venoms all over the world unless companies were somehow manufacturing enough venom to be used as insecticides like glyphosate. And I said, interesting you would say that. Do you know what company creates glyphosate? She said, yes, Monsanto, and has testified against Monsanto in multiple court trials all over the country. I sent her, I said, stay on the phone, I'm going to send you this article. The NIH has published right now that Monsanto, that makes glyphosate, is the largest patent library owner of all snake venom-derived insecticides, scorpion venom insecticides, wasp venom insecticides, and spider venom insecticides. All right, Dr. Jana Schmidt, the whole reason why I needed to make sure she was a part of this group, of the whole group, she's the only one that was raised in a hippie commune out in a village with her hippie parents, and has never been a part of the pharmaceutical charade that we're all a part of in the American medical industry. She is devoid of that. And I could ask her one question for the Patriot Street Fighter audiences. Hey, Dr. Jana Schmidt, do you have children?
Yes.
Are any of those adults?
Yes.
Have you actually had to give any of them a single vaccine or a drug in their entire life?
No.
Okay. This is why you need to come for healing for the ages. Did your children survive the pandemic?
Oh, these. Yes.
Okay. So they had no immune vaccine, supposedly, when they were children to get them through childhood, no. Adolescence, teenager, adulthood. They get into the pandemic and they still don't need a COVID-19 shot. They don't need hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or antibiotics or steroids. And they're still alive. And they're well?
They're doing great.
Oh, my God. This is phenomenal. Jana Schmidt, you have to be at this conference. You're the only one of the four of us who has been aware of this narrative of truth that nature wins over pharmaceutical or harmaceuticals, as we lovingly call them. Thank you, Dr. Ely. Dr. Jana Schmidt, tell them why it's so important every mom and dad and grandparent, teacher, anybody, medical, health professional of any kind, needs to be at the Healing for the Ages conference.
absolutely. And I was raised this way, so it's very natural. And it seems very odd to me that you would go to someone that doesn't know you, and they will tell you what's wrong with you or your child, and prescribe something you don't even know what it is, and then tell you to bring your child back to tell you that they're well. It just didn't make any sense to me. So we need to be equipped with the simple, easy, God-given tools to know when we're not feeling well or when our children aren't feeling well, what they need. And it's not that hard. It's pretty easy, actually. I actually was reminded of this awesome quote today that for every human illness, somewhere in the world that there's a plant that is its cure. So this is how I was raised. This is what I thought. You know, if I had a tummy ache as a child, they told me to go pick the mint out of the garden. You know, if I had a headache, you know, oh, go get the meadow sweet and we'll make a tea. So this was normal to me. Never had fast food growing up. I think I tasted a soda for the first time at 16. I hated it. So I tried to raise my children like this too, but I didn't keep them from it. I just told them. I gave them the information, you make your choice. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to give people the information, and then they can make the choice for themselves for their health or not. And I want to say that we're going to be sharing those plant cures, those plant remedies with everyone, and we're going to make them as accessible as possible. But I want to also caution that there's a lot of people out there making plant supplements that are not doing it well, and they're not doing it right. It's junk. They're cut with just fillers, and it's going to cause more damage than it's going to cause health and healing. So we're going to teach people how to suss that out, how to figure out what's the good stuff. And we're also giving away so much. So these things that we love and we think, oh, this will help, right? We know they'll help. We've seen them help. We're going to give that away to the people that come. Just to show them, like, we want you to try this, and our focus is on your health and healing. So, and you know, this, and we're talking about like these, how this happened in our country back in like 1910. The AMA and the Rockefellers invested in pharmaceuticals, invested in medications, and they hired this non-doctor, is a journalist, teacher. Abraham Flexner, to write up a report about all med schools. So they had to all switch now to only teach pharmaceuticals. And if they taught naturals like they used to, so those plant medicines used to be taught in med schools, but if they did that now in our country, they'd be blackballed. They wouldn't get any money, and that's exactly what happened. And this is why our med schools aren't teaching this. And I can't tell you how many MDs have come to me in the last couple of years and said, we've been duped. You know, they taught us all this great stuff, and then they left out the rest of the story.
Wow.
And left out the healing part. We're just chasing symptoms. And so I feel honored to be able to help and to learn from them, but to also teach them the things that I've known. So these are the things we're going to teach. We're going to teach practical tools and tips. We're going to teach you how to silence those plasmids, disarm the weaponized bacteria, ways to reduce EMF exposure, and so, so much more.
Dr. Janet,
Dr. Group, I want you to say one thing that you are excited about for yourself to learn or to share at the event.
I'm excited about everything, actually. I just, you know, we've all been doing our own research, and it's hard. I mean, we're literally on the phone all the time and texting with each other like all day long, and it's just like something comes up all the time. So I mean, I'm just as excited to hear Artis's presentation and Ely's presentation and Jenna's presentation than I am, you know, with sharing the things that I know. But I'm really the most excited about people being able to take away and hopefully not be having any fear and have confidence in their own self-healing mechanism. I mean, that is really the ultimate thing that we're all trying to achieve. We all talk about, you know, the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that we've seen over the last 20 something years, and that the strangest thing that happens is when you ask somebody, why do you have migraines, or why do you have diabetes, or tell me why, explain to me why you have cancer, then no one is able to answer that question. And here they've been to 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 different doctors for 30 years, and they still don't even understand why they have the condition that they have. And this is very hard, even in the natural schooling, to break away from the brainwashing of symptomology, because all of the natural schools out there still teach symptomology. I'm not the accredited licensed schools under the states, by the way, not the independent schools like Dr. Ely's or mine or anybody else's that's not under the restrictions of the state. But even in, I can remember, even in chiropractic college, they had the same booth set out outside, except it was just like this supplement company, this supplement company, this supplement company, and this supplement company. And they had a binder this thick. If your patient walks in with a migraine headache, turn to page 56. Give them white willow bark, give them meadow sweet, give them this, oregano oil, give them this, give them this, give them this from their companies. They already had the protocols just like Big Pharma does. And so I was like, I'm supposed to be learning natural medicine. Why is this still based on the symptoms? And so ultimately, it's the true definition of a doctor is a teacher. And that's always the number one thing that we believe is to teach the individuals why they have the conditions that they have and what's causing those conditions, which is just nothing more than a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. And then, but you have to teach them about all that and let them slowly change their life and improve and learn how to reactivate their body self-growth mechanism.
Well, I know we're in the last minute. I know it. It's coming. Scott McKay's Street Fire is about to blow up here. Here we go. Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Yep. Janice Schmidt, tell the audiences how much you love them and let it go.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness. I don't have the words, Dr. Brian. I don't have the words to tell everybody in the world how much I love them. You know, I mean, I think it's witnessed in all of the work that we do. You know, we're up till 3-4 in the morning texting each other. You know, we're up researching, reading. Each of us have read easily a couple thousand research papers over the last couple of years, you know, in addition to some of the other deep dives we've taken just sharing all this information from the heart. So I think for everybody, you know, it's the biggest no-brainer. If I had four people with this much experience and this much love telling me to come out and listen to what they have to say, I would move mountains to get there, you know, because what we have to say really literally can save your life. It literally will save your life. So, Brian, I just don't know, man. I love everybody so much. I just don't know what to even say about that, you know?
All right, Jana, go.
The best thing that I hear is, oh my goodness, you've given me hope. That's my favorite thing to hear. It's like, I'm not afraid anymore. You've given me hope. And so thank you, Scott, for letting us come on and share that. We are here to bring hope to self-care, bring hope in us, and show people how much we love helping.
Oh, and PSF is your code, by the way. Patriot Street Fighter at healingfortheages.com. Might as well do it. Scott, you rock. How do you want to end it?
Well, I'll go ahead and wrap it up. We're over time, but I said we're breaking protocol for this tonight. Right now, we are not shutting this thing down. I don't want to go, guys. Please, I don't want to go. Look, it's simple. First, I want to throw one thing out to you. They're coming after people that are in the realm.
This is Thomas, aka a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, sir, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Put on in her practice. Alex, he's not bad. He's truly a fighter. Just want to correct you.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crip Rick and Jonathan show.
Here behind me, this biosecure Taj Mahal.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here at the number one listener-supported radio station,
significant investment
Revolution
in this place
Radio,
because it's
the
for
secret
me
kindergarten
just to be able
is
to
here
hang around these
for the
people.
Young children
that's
of the world.
To me.
The best,
you know,
program
for
on the radio for kids.
Like this
dealing with
is
the most important
quite
topics
honestly,
in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music, and movement, numbers, plants, animals,
people are so
fun.
Ready.
colors,
to take this step into this new world, certainly of healing. I can't tell you how grateful I am how you to catch a on here. And I hope I can get you back. Obviously, if not prior to, if you'd like to, let's open ended another segment or session here. We'll do it on Monday night so we can do it longer so I can start in the first hour and we've gone through. I've given
the magic word.
But I'd like to have you guys all here again. And if not, then certainly after.